What I'm about to talk about, you'd be forgiven for mistaking it for the script of a spy thriller, but it's actually what's going on at Singleton Council at the moment. Which, private investigators, no confidence motions against the mayor, all sorts of things going on, and you would be, you could be forgiven for thinking that the operation of the council is untenable at the moment. The woman at the centre of it is Councillor Alison Howlett, and she joins us today. Good morning, Councillor Howlett.
Good morning.
The allegations that are being made in the Newcastle Herald this morning suggest that you've hired a private investigator to, the word they use is spy on some of your fellow councillors.
The truth of the matter is, and that story has quite a few inconsistencies and inaccuracies, the truth of the matter is that a group of councillors has been meeting in Singleton for some years now at the same time, the same place, and in recent times with a former senior staff, and now that in itself is fine. Having said that, they were overheard by people just using the cafe regarding codes of conduct against me, discussing it with the person at the centre of the codes of conduct against me, and what was overheard was so serious regarding these matters that people reported them back to me. That these were normal people. As a result of that, my husband said, how on earth can we prove for someone not a, what measures have we got to show that this is happening that cannot be seen as someone just saying something that we want them to say? So he hired a professional person certified by the police who can, and he said in a public place you have no expectation of privacy. The group had been meeting for so long at that time and place that they had become careless with what they were prepared to say in an open place, and it was so concerning what they were saying regarding the codes of conduct and myself. There was also comments about Councillor Nichols in it.
Well, let's go back, Councillor Howell, let's go back a step then, and let's look at the allegations or the you've been found to have breached the code, the council's.
No, I haven't been found. That's an accuracy in the paper. The minutes of the council, and that's the council, the Herald will address that tomorrow. The council minutes clearly show I was not found guilty of any breaches.
Right. What do the breaches relate to?
The breaches relate to me questioning the contract of Mr. Henry Wilson, who was the person seen at the cafe with these councillors and overheard advising them and how to go about the
Right. What is your problem with his appointment as the Assistant General Manager?
That he didn't go through the normal recruitment process. He went from being a temporary person to being basically Assistant General Manager without the normal process.
Right. And so the allegations of a breach of code of conduct, how do they play out? What is the actual breach that's alleged?
The breach is alleged that I was trying to get information from the general manager on how that happened, and that I spoke to the papers that I was trying to get that information. As it turns out, and let me be quite clear about this, there was no breaches recorded against me.
Righto.
Having said that, these were breaches that were lodged anonymously. They cost Singleton ratepayers $72,000, and contrary to what's in the paper, the reporter obviously hasn't seen the minutes, no breaches were recorded against me. It needs to be quite clear that following obtaining that information legally by a police registered person, for someone just sitting in a cafe, people prepared to say things in the cafe of grave concern, that information was given to the General Manager of Singleton Council, the Assistant General Manager of Singleton Council and the Mayor on the 5th of March before those codes went to the meeting that night. As a result of that, and that information's been held by Singleton Council since then. The reason we agreed to speak to the Herald yesterday was to, one, because they said we needed to show how bad the situation at Singleton Council is, that the only way that you can actually prove and show what is really happening is to take those measures, that they were legal measures, and to stop the hemorrhaging of Singleton's ratepayers' money for codes of conduct by anonymous people. And the other thing was, there's allegations being made by Councillor Harvison in council and in the papers regarding matters of no knowledge to myself, my husband, or the person who sat in a cafe three times in a professional
capacity. Right, so this person that you're talking about is a private investigator that's been hired by your husband?
That's right.
Right, so let's not beat around the bush and talk about police-registered professional persons. He's a private investigator that you and your husband have engaged.
Well, mate, there's all sorts of private investigators. You can get the best and the bona fide ones or others. This was
fine, but this guy is a private investigator that yourself and your husband have engaged to basically...
No, let's get this right, mate, that my husband engaged.
Right, well, I'm sure that... So are you going to try and lead us to believe that you haven't discussed it with your husband?
I don't know where you're coming from.
Well, what I'm saying is that your husband and yourself have engaged a private investigator.
I said that's not right. I said my husband engaged one. The information was lawfully obtained and the information has been sitting with counsel.
Fine. So, Councillor, let me just ask a straight question, yes or no. Have yourself and your husband engaged a private investigator to eavesdrop on other councillors?
No, absolutely. No, that's not correct. What I'm telling you is, and let's be quite clear with this...
Stop there for a minute. You're not being clear at all.
I'm being very clear. I am telling you my husband engaged a person who performed a lawful...
Okay, is this person a private investigator?
Yes.
Right. So let's...
And I can tell you that in...
Let's call it what it is then.
Under the law, in a public place, you have no expectation of privacy. And when there is... information to show that ratepayers' money and actually allegations against the councillor's good name by an anonymous person, which later is shown and upheld by council to be no breaches and not confirmed, that is what happened.
Okay, so to put it in a nutshell, simply, your husband engaged a private investigator to eavesdrop on a group of people in a cafe having a private conversation. Now, sure, there's no expectation of privacy in a cafe. I understand all of that. But it was a group of councillors having a private conversation in a cafe, which was overheard by a private investigator engaged by your husband that you would lead us to believe you've had no discussion with him about.
No, I didn't say that at all, mate. I said that my husband made the decision.
Right.
And I was made aware of...
In consultation with you, right?
No, my husband made the decision and the information immediately was given to the general manager. She's had it since the 5th of December.
What is that information?
The information of what was overheard.
Right, which was what?
By the group and who attended.
Which was what?
Which was concerning the codes of conduct and penalties that could be had against me, such as suspension, censure, whatever.
Okay, so a code of conduct allegation was made against you, a complaint was made against you. A group of your fellow...
Multiple complaints.
Well, one complaint, multiple
complaints. Okay. So multiple anonymous complaints.
Whether an anonymous or not is irrelevant. Complaints have been made against you under the Code of Conduct of Council. A group of fellow councillors have sat at a cafe and discussed this, and your husband, without any consultation with you, has hired a private investigator to overhear those conversations. Is that as clear as it can get?
No, mate, you are being very aggressive to me. I thought wouldn't have agreed to an interview where you were trying to be so aggressive.
Councillor Howlett,
to give you the facts as they stand,
okay,
mate, and the facts are that as they stand was information was brought to us by private persons which was of such a serious nature concerning unsubstantiated...
Which is what?
Anonymous complaints... will you let me finish? Anonymous complaints against me, which to date cost Singleton Council ratepayers $72,000, that could be shown to be false and vexatious, and that information was given to the General Manager. Don't you think if anything had been done wrong, that the General Manager would have acted on it between now and the 5th of March?
Perhaps not. Councillor, a couple of things first. The reason I'm being aggressive is because you're not giving me straight answers. The second thing... Councillor, I'm talking now. Don't talk over me. You know, I'm asking straight-up questions that require simple answers and you're not prepared to give them to me. That's why I'm getting aggressive. Secondly, I'm addressing you as Councillor Howlett. Please don't address me as mate. We've never met. And thirdly, the people of Singleton probably have a better expectation. Forget the $72,000. They probably have an expectation they can get a straight answer out of their councillors.
Well... And you are being very aggressive. And
yeah, absolutely I am, because you won't give me straight answers.
I'm giving you the straight answer, I can't remember what your name is. I'm giving you the straight answer, and I'm prepared to go on the public record.
Then let me ask the next question. What are these allegations, these serious allegations that you keep alluding to that you won't tell us what they are?
What do you mean, the allegations in the codes of conduct?
Yes.
It basically said that I breached all the priority. There were so many. There was actually 5 anonymous codes of conduct lodged against me, of which even the council reviewer would only look at 3. Of the 3 that he looked at, there was 22 allegations of serious kinds, and it's a whole range of things. If you've got a few hours, I'll go and open up the file and tell you what they are.
Clearly I don't have a few hours. I'm more interested in is this grave information that you're talking about that was discovered by this private investigator that your husband has hired without your knowledge. What information did he come up with?
He came up with the fact that, based on what he overheard, that the group inappropriately, and perhaps even illegally, were discussing with the subject of the codes against me, the person at the centre of the codes against me, whose contract I questioned. They were discussing with him the codes and the possible sanctions and how to go about getting those sanctions.
Well, wouldn't those possible sanctions be a matter for public record?
They are a matter of public record. I tell you, there's pages and pages of them. And having said that...
Right, so why is there a problem with people discussing what the possible sanctions might be?
How to go about getting those sanctions in. Do you not see the impropriety of having the person, a former council staff person, discussing with councillors who are going to make a decision on the code about those allegations? It is quite improper.
As a ratepayer, I would prefer that councillors actually did seek advice from professional staff before going about these things rather than doing it on the amateur basis under which they're employed. But look, I don't think we're getting any further...
But that's not the case. This person wasn't employed by council. They should have been talking to the general manager, but that's not the way the process goes.
Well, who they have coffee with in a cafe, I think, is up to them, councillor. But
I haven't got a problem with who they have coffee in a council. Nobody has a problem with that. That is doing these sort of things outside the right protocols, who they did it with, what they were prepared to say and do. And if there was a problem with any of this, it was given straight away to the general manager, the assistant general manager and the mayor. And if anyone wants to be in public office to put themselves through this, I've had to hire a solicitor in January last year to face a whole range of anonymous, very serious allegations. And at the end of the day, none of them were proven against me.
This is not a matter of sour grapes then, because these people may or may not have brought these breaches or brought these allegations of breaches against you.
It's a matter of putting... things should be done properly and appropriately and legally, and it is a very sad day in local government when the only way you can prove what is really happening, what is the substance of complaints, who is lodging them, who is to have to take this measure. It is very, very serious, and for that reason, even after 3 terms on council and being a very highly voted in council and I believe a hard working councillor, I'm no longer prepared to put myself and my husband through the position of having to defend these things, the time and the effort that it takes.
So you're not standing again?
There's a process that you go through to do these things, and the process, make no mistake, does not include sitting there in that group, taking those instructions and who was there. Everyone has the right to their own, to go to a coffee shop and do whatever they like. It's how this came about and what happened.
Well,
and
at least we're in agreement about that people have the right to sit in a cafe and have discussions about whatever they like. So you're not running again then?
Well, why would you?
Right. Why did you move a motion of no confidence against the mayor?
I moved the motion of no confidence against the mayor because councils make democratic decisions, and you support a decision. The mayor didn't support it. She had an opportunity during the meeting in debate, and then before the meeting, she actually got extra information to take to the meeting. At the end of the day, 10 councillors decided we had extra information at the meeting from residents and ratepayers, and we took that into account, and we made a decision which was lawful. The mayor didn't support that, and then the mayor then used her media column to tell ratepayers to be furious, and the ramifications in the community and the council were such that that wasn't accepted.
What protocols are in place for the mayor's use of that column?
Well, there really wasn't much in place. The media policy that we had not all councils have the opportunity to have a column in the paper like they do in Singleton, and probably it was a grey area. Most of the media would be an interview like this or putting something out in a media.
In fairness, councillor, I think you'll find that most mayors have a column in their local paper.
Well, I've just come back from the north coast of New South Wales and actually had a look on the way down, and some have it.
Well, I can tell you that Coffs Harbour do, Bellingen Shire do, Nambucca Shire do, Lismore Shire do. I've just come from the north coast myself.
Well, I've just come from the north coast too, and I can tell you I never saw anything for the Coffs Harbour or all those ones as well.
Well, I can tell you that Mayor Keith Rhodes, who is the president of the local government association, writes a column in the Coffs Coast Independent every week.
Yeah, well, I looked at the Coffs Harbour paper, but what I'm saying to you is it's not something that every mayor, that everyone has, and it was a grey area. So a mayor is entitled to have the opinion the same as any other councillor, and the opportunity is to write a letter to the paper. When a comment goes in a paper and it is said from the chair, some people, reasonable people, may in fact think that it is council's position on things, and council's position on this matter was that we actually endorsed that road was to have...
Hang on. You've just said that the mayor has used her column to say that ratepayers should be furious about the decision that council made. Well, she's clearly stated that was council's decision then.
She actually didn't even use the word she used the word motion, and she talked about that at the meeting the other night.
Councillor, I think we're going around in circles here. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Councillor Alison Howlett from Singleton Shire Council. We'll talk to Sue Moore, the Mayor of Singleton, shortly. This is what you're paying for if you're a ratepayer in Singleton.